Now, he brings Jewish history alive through a Torah lens, and he does it with warmth, depth, and weekly doses of insight. With me in the studio is Rabbi Yonatan Landau, and I've just found out that I know his older brother. And the way you made your brother sound, Rael, old, means that I am old too, but now I know the whole family. Anyway, Rabbi Yonatan Landau is the man behind a popular lecture series hosted by New Beginnings, a vibrant space for seniors looking to learn, reflect, and reconnect. And I'll be chatting with him today about the journey of the Jewish people over the last 200 years, from hardship to hope, exile to return, and everything in between. Rabbi, thanks so much for joining me in the studio. What inspired you to run this course, and how do you balance history and Torah in your approach?
Thank you, Paula. Thank you for the opportunity to speaking today. There's a lady in the shul called Sonia Janet, who, thank God, we've had a long-time relationship with. And Sonia attends what we have in the shul already, which is a special senior shiur, which is hosted by a lady called Brenda Rana, and also comes to our shul.
This is also
Mère Savoy. And Sonia liaised with Jessie Kay, who's the founder of a magnificent organization, New Beginnings, that really serves to give inspiration and connection to seniors, ladies who've gone through, become widows, and are by themselves, and are looking to give, looking to contribute, looking to build, develop. And the name is just so apt, New Beginnings. It's a new beginning. So I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to be able to connect with them, to better facilitate this important part of our community that sometimes, unfortunately, gets sidelined.
And you cover, if I'm not mistaken, some 200 years of Jewish history, which is no small feat. Is there a turning point or a moment that you find most defining for who we are today?
It's an excellent question. To me, I see history as the work of Hashem. It's the lens through which Hashem looks through the world and by which he connects to us. I see the Jewish people as something that is eternal, something that is the demonstration of God's will in this world. And modern history in particular has always been my passion. What would be the moment? It's a difficult one. I would probably say the moment that for me that defines the Jewish people in the last 200 years is the fact that the Jewish people have become so rejuvenated and are so successful since the Holocaust.
Rabbi, many Jews today, however, feel disconnected from our historical narrative. Why do you think that this is, and how does your course try to bridge that gap?
It's an excellent question. The way I see it is that I myself am a person who is what you'd call a Baal Teshuva, someone who didn't grow up necessarily with Torah observance, but I was fascinated with history and fascinated with the Jewish people. I think today the difficulty that we face is that we don't see how beautiful the Jewish people is. We don't see how magnificent, how vibrant, how active the Jewish people are. And if we would view ourselves as God's people, as the holders of the treasure of God, I think we would face all our challenges with a different lens.
And with you pointing out such a positive outlook, I'm sorry to ask, but from a Torah perspective, how do we make sense of the tragedies like the Holocaust or pogroms in Jewish history? Do you find that people are still grappling with those spiritually?
So the truth is that this is something that is beyond probably all of our scope in terms of actually understanding the depth of God's plan. But I think that there is an introductory point over here which is essential. A person cannot come to God at the point of challenge and difficulty. He has to first see the kindness of God and the love of God in his life before that point.
That's very beautiful. Rabbi, if I'm not mistaken, you've mentioned in past talks the idea of divine cycles in Jewish history. Can you explain what that means and how it applies today?
So I'll give an example. We have, for instance, in terms of the Declaration of the State of Israel, the president of America was someone called Harry S. Truman, who became the president after Roosevelt died very suddenly, having been elected for his fourth consecutive term. And Harry S. Truman, if you look in the history books, very simply, was a great friend of the Jews. He went against his entire cabinet, Congress in supporting the establishment of the State of Israel. But if one actually analyzes it quite closely, he was actually very anti-Semitic. He had a rule. No Jew was allowed over the doorstep over his house. They found his diaries where he spoke in very, very harsh terms about the Jews. So why did he support us? Because Hashem already had designed in the 1770s, when America became independent, the electoral system, where the main states are packed with Jews. And therefore, Harry S. Truman hadn't been appointed to be president. He became the vice president and became the president because Roosevelt died. He wanted the 48 election. And he knew Jews packed those states. So Hashem already was designing everything hundreds of years before so that we would have a state.
Amazing, amazing. What's been the most surprising or even emotional reaction from your participants so far?
I think that a lot of the times people are amazed at the hand of Hashem in all the various aspects and all the various events of the history, especially of the last 200 years, how Hashem was designing everything from years before. And the more I try and point it out, the more people's eyebrows are lifted and they're wondering, well, can that really be? Is that really true?
Are you saying we can find the answers for our present and future in our past?
Absolutely. We are the Jewish people and we are living on the shoulders of giants.
For someone who hasn't attended this course, and I'd like to mention again that it is every second Wednesday at 3:30 in the afternoon at Orsamer Savoy. For someone who hasn't attended but is thinking of coming, what can they expect to take away from your lectures, both intellectually, spiritually, and emotionally?
Intellectually, we aim to address certain areas of history that people are not aware of. Spiritually, you'll see the hand of God at play in many more ways than you do as in reading Wikipedia or the history books. And emotionally, I hope that you'd come away with a positive spin on the Jewish people, not only then, but also today.
Is it a secular concept that history repeats itself, or do we believe that as well in Judaism?
The Torah views history as a cycle. It's not a beginning and an end. And therefore, yes, there are repetitions. There are good repetitions and bad repetitions. The good repetitions are when we see the Jewish people rise and God's hand protect us. The bad repetitions is when we turn away from Hashem. Then Hashem sends the nations to remind us that we have to turn ourselves back to Him.
Rabbi, I hope you don't mind me saying, but you speak with such conviction and compassion. I can actually feel you living the words that you say. Where are you in the course? I mean, I'm keen to come. So if I rock up next Wednesday, are you following a trajectory or is it each course in and of itself complete?
So we try and cover the main areas where the Jews lived over the last 200 years. At the moment, we're holding by just after the end of World War I. We've covered in depth about the Jews in Russia emerging from the Cantonist Decree, the 1881 pogroms, the tremendous disappointment that the Jews had, especially those in part of the Enlightenment movement who felt that they would be accepted and they weren't. And in America, we covered the 2 million Jews that left from Russia from between 1881 and 1932, the Jewish people establishing new communities, a new way of life in America. And of course, the advent of the Zionist movement, the Chovavei Tzion movement, 1881, and then of course, Herzl's Jewish state and the World Zionist Congress, 1897. And I have touched on a little bit that all of this also included the Jewish people of South Africa, leaving Russia, Lithuania, Poland, and that, and coming all the way to the bottom of Africa.
How long does it take to go through 200 years of history?
We're still going.
We're still going and we're still making it, right?
Still making it.
Rabbi Yonatan Landau, the Rabbi of Orsamer Savoy Shul and teacher in Shaarei Torah School, thank you for sharing glimpses into the journey of our people through time, faith, and resilience. Your lectures, as we've mentioned, at New Beginnings are open to all seniors, I guess anyone really. Yep, you're nodding. So they're open to everyone eager to deepen our connection to Jewish history and our connection to ourselves. Every second Wednesday, 3:30 p.m. at Orsamer Savoy. And you can always contact Jesse Kay of New Beginnings if you're interested and want more information. Or you can just arrive, I imagine. And the rabbi's nodding. And Jesse's number again, 082-449-3147.